Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
Comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
And me, Craig Hazel. We are back, the one after the live pod, it would be called, if it was a Friends episode, wouldn't it?
The one in the studio again.
The one in the studio.
Next week
of the one after the one after the live show.
But something like
we'll
that.
Try not to call back to it too much. It's just crashing back down to earth, just us three guys. We don't have banging audiences.
It feels lonely now, doesn't it?
Does,
without
doesn't
people...
It?
Laugh, and you just have to imagine all the laughs in your head now.
You're the best.
You?
You're the best. Yeah, I know.
Get your tits out.
So when we were backstage and Tom was doing his opening little bit that wasn't on the podcast, he did like 10 minutes to stand up.
Yeah,
I was like, it was so good, and I was like, shit, he must be bricking himself. He was like so blasé, and then we walked out onto stage, and I immediately was like, nope, I'm out.
He finished just ran out then.
Yeah, I forgot.
I was actually quite disappointed in my stand-up. I didn't think it was that good. I felt very rusty. I hadn't done a gig for a year. Fucking hell, I need to put more gigs in.
Well, only people there know. But there will be a lot less. I noticed there's a lot of swearing, so I'm going to try and cut down on my potty mouth.
There was a lot,
was there?
Yes,
but I think that's mainly audience-based, so I like the fact that our audience swear as much as we do. But we are going to get back to talking a lot more football this week. Obviously, a lot of that fell by the wayside on the live show because we were dealing with drunk people, hecklers, and people changing your teams, which we're going to come on to a bit later.
Yes. And paedophiles as well.
A lot of that. We're definitely going to have less of that. There's at least 80% less sexual offender chat. But we are going to go through the game week, which we didn't get the chance to do last week. And also, obviously, all the big talking points from the week, including what's happening with the podcast over the next few weeks. That's exciting.
Yes. Yeah, indeed.
But starting up is a big game to start with. Ash, you met up with some Gafferazzi, I believe, for the Spurs-Man U game.
There was loads of us. There was nearly 10 of us turned up, actually.
Nearly 10. That's a gang, I think.
That is quite impressive. Nearly 10.
Although, imagine that's like the kid going into school afterwards. How was your birthday party? How would you think if I told you nearly 10 people turned up?
Yeah, I'll let you be the judge of that. Yeah, there was almost 11. So, there was a couple of people from America, wasn't there?
Yeah, America like, a couple of people just like turned up from America, as you do.
Yeah,
that's madness.
I know, they dropped in, they were then going, they literally landed, come to the pub, and then they were going to go and watch the Arsenal game.
Is that what they were
going to watch? Yeah.
Oh.
They hate like, themselves, yeah.
They hate themselves.
Actually live.
The Swansea game,
yeah.
In my head, I thought, because they got in touch with us, which was lovely, and they said, oh, we're going to be in London, we're missing the live show, but please come and meet us. I said, Ash will do that, I'm busy. But I was going to go. But Hearts lost to Rangers 3-1. I was in a miserable mood, so I was going to come after that. And, you know, it was all a thing. But anyway, lovely for everyone to come down. And people coming from America who can make the live show, that's unbelievable. So thank you very much.
But a bit of a shit game of football to be watching.
Well, exactly. That's what I was about to say.
No, because it was improved massively by the camaraderie. And
of
the...
That huge gang, sweltering gang of men.
I think it's got a lot of people for... Just people to be down the pub watching football.
Just rant, yeah. That's true. Well, to be fair, you two are the only people that I know that I'm not related to. So that's a lot more than
with two kidneys. We're the only people you're not related to with two kidneys.
Exactly.
That is it. But yeah, Martial getting a goal again, proving his goals to minutes ratios pretty insane. So even worth having in draft league certainly. But he's just missed a penalty tonight for United against Benfica. Yeah, go on, sorry, buddy.
Oh, well, this is like the most classic non-story in the world. As the game started, I realised I've got Rashford on the bench. So I said, obviously, Martial's going to come on and score. And I was going to put a bet on it, and I should have done, and that happened. I even guessed the minute and everything right from the start.
Well, good job you didn't put money on Lukaku scoring a goal, mate, because he hasn't done for 270 minutes of football.
Premier League football.
Yeah. Back-to-back assists, but is that enough?
No,
to warrant that bloody price tag.
Not when you've got the likes of Kane when he's fit scoring goals, which we'll come on to in a minute. And even there's a lot of other strikers doing the business. Lukaku was a must-have for those first few weeks, but I haven't had him for a long, long time.
His price actually went down for the first time this season, just before game week 10, actually.
His last, the five results?
Yeah.
12, 7, 6, 2, 5, 5, 6.255.
It's not
yeah.
bad, is it?
Right. But it's still not... I mean, it's not awful. He's expensive, but there aren't that many... I was looking at the form of the other strikers. Mm.
Yeah.
Like, the actual form, there's no other... There's no real form striker at the minute.
No. Even Kane. Kane scores big, and then not a lot, then big, then not a lot. But overall, it's probably better to... You heard it at the live pod. We put it to the... audience, didn't we? And they all said Kane was the better shout.
Well, it's true. I think if you are getting a striker who's scoring you 8 or 9 points in a week, that's good. You know, that's nearly 10. That's a lot, isn't it, Ash?
Nearly 10.
10 is a fucking lot. Yeah.
The second game, Arsenal versus Swansea. We thought it was going to be one of those classic Arsenal days when they were 1-0 down to Swansea. But Klasnac and Aaron Ramsey gets a goal. That's 2-2, Tom. I think it's
2-2
down.
For Ramsey. I myself brought Ramsey in.
Did
on a
you?
Wild card. Yeah, I decided to. I thought, do you know what? I looked at his form and I was like, I think he's going to play. I think he's going to get minutes. And I was rewarded. Came on, scored. I say came on. He got 90 minutes, bless him. But I mean, he had to get onto
on
the
right
field,
the
didn't he? He came on at the start and just stayed there right to the end. And then as soon as it finished, he walked off. Okay, he came off the. He didn't stay there for the night or anything. Just...
People have been misusing that term the whole time, haven't they?
You've all got to come on, mate.
Yeah,
you've
exactly.
got to come on. But back to back goals for that lad. I was happy with that. Little Tammy Abraham assist.
Yeah, Tammy got an assist.
Your man.
Well, he's actually now, I think, looking at my team, bearing in mind Lukaku's gone, Kane switched out, he might be my only mainstay from the entire season because I've wildcarded already. So Tammy Abraham, a pretty unglamorous striker, is the only player who stayed in my squad throughout the season.
Still,
he's worth the money, though, isn't he?
Given offside as well.
Oh, yeah, he did score, but
it was an incredible assist as well, the pass that he put through. But Ramsey's not like 12 and 9 in his last two games. He didn't play against Watford.
£7 million.
You know, it's not bad, is it? When you look back to, it was the 13-14 season when he was like one of the top sort of guys.
Fire.
Midfielders
in
the league.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
I don't know, he might be worth a look. No.
Well, he was for me, mate. Stuck him in on the wild card there. Took a chance on the young Welsh lad and he's repaid me.
He's Arsenal's top performing midfielder at the moment and obviously that includes more expensive...
Much more expensive.
More expensive Arsenal players such as Sanchez and Ozil. But
Is he likely to get... It seems like he plays every week. Who played instead of him for the Watford game? Do you know? He's not been injured or anything.
I don't know, mate. Unless he has been injured. I know Iwobi's started the odd game kind of sporadically.
Yeah. I think that is, like where if
it was Iwobi looking. It was Iwobi, so Iwobi came in.
Mm. Yeah, but he's always going to get picked over Iwobi, isn't he? So
For £7 million, that's not bad because that puts him in straight competition with... Willian and Fabregas.
Mm. Yes.
He seems to be like on better form than them.
Well, more minutes than Willian. Fabregas, and obviously probably more of a goal threat than Fabregas. I don't know. It depends what runs.
I'm sure Arsenal have got loads of horrible fixtures coming up.
A couple of toughies coming up.
Well, Palace played West Ham in what was a bit of a crazy game. Looked like it was more comfortable for West Ham. And then a 97th minute equaliser for the man that I keep talking about but not bringing in myself, Wilf Zaha.
Yeah, well, we said as soon as they get their two wingers back, they look like a totally different team.
And
it was Zaha and Townsend doing everything, wasn't it?
Yeah, he is so integral to them. And like all that talk of when Dot Brown came on, he sort of said, "Oh, it's not over yet." And a lot of people dismissed it as over Palace's season, but there's a lot of shit teams this season.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams struggling.
You just have to be less shit than three other teams, and they're on 4 points, and Swansea in 17th on 8 points. That's 4 points. There's actually less points difference between Palace and safety than there is to United and first place. And you wouldn't say that United's title race is over. So why is Palace's season over?
Yeah. They never should have got rid of the managers to start with.
No, they shouldn't.
Obviously, when he came back from injury, it was going to be better.
Yeah, something
that, that Ayew goal was sick.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. Is this us appealing to a younger crowd?
Yeah, just ticking all the boxes, mate.
Just before you start to talk about big cats, because there's been a sighting this week.
There has. There has. We'll talk
about
that.
How many times did you... Are we going to cover it later?
I had two emails from work people. I had an email on my personal email. I had about four tweets, people going, there's a fucking lynx on the loose in Wales. I was like, phew. One of them was from Craig.
Girlfriend. She was like, Tom might want to see this.
that's what I was getting. I was like, crazy. Tom, thought you want to see this, mate. I was thinking, what the fuck's happened? I thought like a family member had died or something. Everyone was like, no, it's a cat on the loose in Wales. But, you know, it's just the perfect example of how big cats can come you know, can be found in the wild in Britain. It's just escaped. Simple as that. A lot of them have.
You heard it here, not first, because it was in the metro, but you heard it here.
Yeah.
That's important.
Simple as that.
Liverpool beat Huddersfield 3-0 at home in what could be the worst minute of my fantasy football season, all in one 60-second slot, which was Salah missing a penalty. Salah does, in my team, getting a penalty saved by Lossie, who is on my bench.
Oh, fucking hell, that's got to hurt.
Again, and my opponent in Togger that week had the Huddersfield keeper.
Oh, so brutal.
It was all in all, quite bad. But other people might have done okay, because Firmino scored his third goal of the season. He hasn't scored in a long, long time. Sturridge. And we're jamming.
He's back. He's back, yeah. He was the absolute talk of the town last season, wasn't he? Bless him.
It wasn't last season. It was a couple of seasons ago now, Tom.
You know, who cares?
But
he's back, isn't he? We're jamming.
Spent hours deliberating about who to make captain.
Yeah.
And then picked Salah.
Did you?
When that penalty, he was on minus 2 points for a while.
Yeah. Was he? He got the assist though, didn't he?
Yeah, thankfully.
Bumped him up a bit.
Firmino, amazingly, still 18.6% picked. The guy hasn't scored more than 2 points in a week since week three against Arsenal.
Wow. Shit. That's bad.
It's eight against Huddersfield. Previous to that, 2-2-1, 2-2-2. Awful.
Binary,
not quite binary. It's the wrong numbers, but awful.
Is it?
Yeah. It's binary 0 and 1, but it's okay.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But yeah, so for some reason, nearly a fifth of the people playing the game still have Firmino in their side, and that baffles me. I can't think why you'd have them.
That's crazy. For 8.5, that could be spent a lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
Get yourself Aaron Ramsey in 1.5. He's forward, isn't he, Firmino this season?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a forward. He is a
second
forward. Knowledge.
Binary knowledge.
A team that has quite a few favourite kind of fifth midfielders and fourth forwards is Watford. They lost 1-0 to Stoke. Rikarlison obviously has been really, really popular this season, hasn't he? But did nothing. Drew Blanks this time.
We had some people tweet us saying that they'd captained a couple of Watford players.
Yeah. There's quite a lot of them. It was a bit of a clash, wasn't it? Because it was Rikarlison and Choupo-Moting.
Choupo-Moting.
As the battle. Of the budget midfielders.
Yeah. And you can, if you want, say that name inoffensively, which is nice as well. You both went for the offensive version of it.
I was just copying the way Tom does it.
That's how I do it, yeah.
Just copying. That's how it starts, mate. Just copying.
That's true.
Man City provided yet more headaches. The Man City rotation problem is driving me mental, if I'm honest with you.
Oh, we had a few tweets about that. Yeah, we had an email the other week about it. It's crazy, yeah, because...
I don't know what to do, Tom and Ash. More Ash, less Tom. I don't know what to do, Ash.
Well, I thought Firmino was a midfielder a minute ago, so that's my input.
But it's confusing. I had Sterling, and on the one hand, he only plays 29 minutes, and you're like, bollocks, but he scores a goal, great.
Does score.
But can I have Aguero or Jesus? I don't know.
Aguero doesn't play. Jesus does play, but only gets a point. Sané, right? I didn't realise. I was thinking we were talking about rotation. Sané has played 90 minutes in a row.
Yeah.
And he's got 4 goals and 5 assists.
Yeah.
But I know that his like price has just gone up, I think, and he's like been the most transferred in player. But fucking hell. I didn't realise he was as nailed as that.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't. First half of the season, he played 22 minutes. It's 22, 68, 8, 33 and 12. So you're thinking, well, I can't pick this guy, even though he would walk into any team in the league.
Yeah.
And then, he started the last 5 games, got 4 goals and, like, even more interestingly, five assists.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And obviously, because he's a midfielder, even though he's not a midfielder, he picked up 3 clean sheets in that time as well. So he's only failed to hit double figures in points one in the last 5 weeks, and that was against Chelsea away.
So
he's in my draft league, and he's phenomenal. He absolutely kills it. So, but again, who's to say that next week? You know, City look at their fixtures as Champions League. They're playing Arsenal. Now we'll skip Sané this week. We'll
stick Sterling in.
I'm really considering dropping Silva. And going Sané and Sterling.
His price has just gone down because everyone's got rid of Silva.
Yeah.
Two bad weeks, that's all it takes, apparently.
That's who I've got. Yeah, I've got Silva. I'm going to hold on to him. But, because I wildcarded and I had Aguero, and obviously then everyone was saying, I don't think he's going to play. So then, last minute, I just took him out, put Jesus in, kept the money, and was like, I'll just bring him back next week. I thought, well, I'm going to be playing Jesus. So, you know, he's, but he got nothing. I'm going to bring Aguero back in, but I'm starting to think, fuck, did I fuck my wild card by sort of sticking in Silva and Aguero?
Yeah, keep the money and run. That's it.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Well, I had, this is where I should tell my story. I had Jesus in my side and someone at the live show decided whilst we walked off stage to change my team on my laptop.
Make gratitude. That is gratitude for giving them a five-star live experience.
An hour and a half of pure entertainment.
Yeah, that is outrageous.
The best hour and a half of pure entertainment since Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Yes.
I would say.
I'd say so.
So definitely. Someone, do we know who?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we know who. I think we know. But they changed it. So they took out Jesus and replaced him with Jerome Sinclair at Watford.
Oh, shit.
Scumbag.
I thought they'd done like a proper transfer.
And then they took out, they took out someone else. Maybe even Kane. Yeah. And put and replaced him with Vardy, which was a weirdly okay one because Kane was injured. But I don't know if they knew that. So I had to change the Jerome Sinclair one because that's madness and brought in Lacazette who did nothing. And then, do you know, just to be like, fuck you, I captained Vardy.
Oh. Do you know what? Vardy was the best captain choice of all those top scoring, like the top six scoring strikers. Vardy was the best.
I'm not going to let them fuck me twice.
Mm.
So did you haven't
never let someone
that
fuck
week.
You twice?
No. So they just I had to take a minus -8 hit this week, the first time I've done it all season.
Oh, that is
because of these fouls. Really
nice. I did feel bad for you. I would have been fucking furious.
Oh, I'll be honest, mate. I was kind of like, it's a podcast, so we're gonna have to be like, oh, you bloody tykes, you scamps. Oh. Livid, mate. Absolutely furious.
Did you almost throw your toys out the pram a little bit?
Yeah, I threw
did
some
wanna,
stuff.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I think they came up to me and said, somebody came up to me and basically said, oh, we've changed your team. I can't remember if it was them telling me or somebody grassing on them. Because my laptop was at the back recording it, wasn't it? And I was like, fuck, but I was so pissed.
Yeah.
I couldn't really comprehend it. Like, so I didn't really remember until a couple of days later where Craig said, and what's that? Someone's changed my team.
I remember we got a tweet from someone saying, tell Ash I'm sorry, they made me do it or something. And I thought, I didn't even know what that was about.
I just presumed Ash had been sexually assaulted.
That's just what I thought. I thought maybe the paedophiles had returned, dressed you up as a small child and just, you know.
So I think, I think Craig accidentally took a bullet for me.
Yeah.
I think he did, mate. Yeah.
Well, just let's, you know, it just means the next time we do a live show, we won't
invite anyone.
Well, yeah, we do. Fantasy football. Yeah, we won't invite anyone. Yeah, we'll do it behind closed doors.
Yeah, joke will be on you because you won't be there. We'll be having a great time.
Exactly. We'll be like
on
a team
own.
In Europe after their fans are naughty. We'll
and do you know what? We're not even
going to
fucking record it. Not even going to record it.
Yeah.
Just sit there.
Who's laughing?
Just sit there
then?
And chat. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Us three.
That's three. That's it.
So, but yeah. Anyway, that was me going.
Oh, mate, I feel bad for you. That is a pain in the arse, especially if you lose to Ash this year. Because obviously, I'm going to win again. But if you lost to Ash this year by like 4 points,
well, no,
it'd be perfect because now he's got an excuse lined up. Now he finishes 80 points behind us. He just but what about the? I got demoralised by the 4 point hit.
But it doesn't matter. But what about the leagues that I'm in that aren't with you that are actually stakes?
Oh God, yeah, you're
literal.
Your lobster and blowjob league with all your mates. Oh no, what about that? You're going to be under that table while they're eating lobster, just noshing them off.
Was it someone from that league that did it? They were there, weren't they?
He's laughing.
Yeah, they didn't do it. They wouldn't do that. They've got.
Wow, wouldn't they?
No, they wouldn't do it. It's very
serious.
They've
got breeding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They've got breeding.
Oh, maybe it's a conspiracy. Maybe they paid them off.
Wank them off, mate. Yeah. So, I don't know what that means.
Goes without saying.
Anyway, Chelsea. Well, Tom, you say the line. Chelsea, what are they back on?
They're back on the H, mate.
They are back on the H.
There's a cracking reference from about a year ago.
They're back
Hazard.
On the H. Yeah,
Hazard, the H man, scores. Yeah.
He is. I watched that game quite closely because I have Hazard in one of my draft teams. He didn't misplace a pass. It was ridiculous. He's so good.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it just took him a while to come back from that injury. I just think he's going to be on fire now.
Yeah, but where does he rank amongst the other midfielders? That's the thing with price and points and return.
Is that price?
And all that kind
of
jazz. It's 10.6 million. It's a lot.
Oh God, it's for a mid. Considering all the Man City midfielders are so cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, and the United midfielders are really cheap as well. Like, I mean, Mkhitaryan isn't doing anything, but...
Well, when Pogba comes back, Pogba's going to be 2.6, probably by then 2.7, maybe cheaper than him.
Oh, madness.
The Pog's coming back and he's 8 million.
Yeah, and it probably makes Mkhitaryan better as well when he comes back.
the second Pogba comes back.
I can't
back,
wait I'm for the Pog to come back. I thought I was doing well at fantasy football when Pogba was playing.
Yeah, same here, yeah. Because it was a very shrewd pick at the start, wasn't it? It was like, you know, he didn't have the best season last year and everyone was like, oh, no, he's not worth it. 8 mil, of course he fucking is. But, I forgot what I was going to say. It was going to be really good as well.
Yeah, that was pretty good. If you just stop there. Yeah,
stop there, yeah.
No, it's fine, mate. It's all right. We edit this, right, Ash?
Can you edit out the bit where I said Firmino, could you just replace him with Ramsey? That's really annoyed me that I said that. I went really quiet after
that. Now people know I'd already edited out. They don't know what you're talking about.
Leave it in there. Go on.
The Rowdy Loud table at the live podcast tweeted me and said, oh, sorry if we're a bit loud. Hope you can edit round it. I was like, we don't edit it. Do you think we edit this? Like, in terms of what we say? That. Do you think the quality wouldn't be better of what we say if we
We've never edited anything
out
of this podcast, have we?
But then would it just be, it would be like, Craig would say, hello, everybody. And the music would play and it would end.
Yeah.
That would be it. Tom would mention one big cat thing and we'd just cut and that's it out. Sunday football was Brighton versus Southampton. Glenn Murray scored again. That's 3 in 2 games for him. And Stephen Davis. Leicester beat Everton. Damari Gray getting a very, very, very lucky goal. And Jamie Vardy scoring. So fuck you people who stole my laptop. They didn't steal it. They were ninjas. But the people who went on my laptop and did stuff to it.
In
the Brighton game, obviously, Gross was on the...
Yeah.
Thing again, wasn't he?
Two bonus points. He's still an amazing shout for 5.8 mil.
A lot of people still got him, haven't they? Yeah, Amara's got an assist for Leicester as well.
He's sort of slowly racking up the points, although he is that bit more expensive, isn't he, old Mahrez? But obviously, talking about Leicester, lads, it is time for the biggest feature in British broadcasting. It is, of course, Where's Wallers?
Where's Wallers? Where's Wallers?
I don't really know.
Is that Anderlecht?
Well, he's holding a scarf. Is he there? I can't
He's
Polish.
Holding. He's clearly at the ground, holding a great big scarf.
He's holding a big scarf.
The number
that
one
says
team
Anderlecht.
In Belgium, Anderlecht, surrounded by Anderlecht fans.
Yeah, but then all of these comments on his thing are all in Polish, aren't they? So I don't know. It could be like this.
I think he's with Axel Witsel.
Oh, he's with Axel Witsel.
They dress very hipster to go to football games in Belgium, it looks like. So that's his team, though, Anderlecht, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got an Anderlecht tattoo.
Yeah, he played for them for quite a while.
Mm.
But yes,
and
that's
obviously,
where he is.
Obviously, still, you know, we want, if you can get hold of Wallers, and, you know, we want to send him a Where's Wallers t-shirt.
Amazing. The scarf he's holding up has got a guy pissing on a. Rivals shirt.
So Wallers. That is so Wallers.
That is classic Wallers, isn't it? He doesn't even know Wallers. That's there. Mm. And then last game of the week was Monday Night Football, which is always disappointing, isn't it? Burnley beat Newcastle 1-0. Jeff Hendricks scoring. Nick Pope getting 5 saves. He's been a good stand-in for Tom Heaton, actually, for a direct replacement. Not that many people have gone with that, but... 4.5 million keeper who plays every week, so it's not bad, is it?
And there was a lot of people sort of Sunday that were only waiting on potential Newcastle clean sheets. I was one of them.
I wanted
a Newcastle clean sheet. That was all people had left, really. They were like, oh, I'll tell you what, it won't be the worst day ever if my Newcastle defender or if Elliot or whatever can get a clean sheet. That's what I was waiting for, anyway.
It's not the most glamorous of tips, but since he's had to come in for Tom Heaton injured, he's played 6 games of 90 minutes. And got 3 clean sheets, Nick Pope, at 4.5 million.
Oh, nice.
And 2 of those opponents in that 6 have been Liverpool away and Man City away. So that's not bad return, anyway.
That's decent.
Worth knowing.
Yeah.
But yes, that's all the games roundup. And it's we should have a look at the top 10. So I'll quickly whiz through the top 10 of the Gaffer Tapes League. There's a few changes. In 10th place, Duma Army, it's Mr. Luke Barlow. And correct me if I'm wrong, Tong.
Yes. He's official Gafferazzi.
Lovely.
Official Gafferazzi status. Can we have a round of applause?
Yeah, all 3 of us. It's not good without a live audience. Well,
Ash didn't even do it. It's even worse for 2, yeah? Congrats. Yeah, patron of the podcast, Luke Barlow. Well done,
in
mate.
Top 10, Gafferazzi, reaping rewards. Yes. 9th place, NNT. In 8th place, it's Veiled Banger, Secret Sausage, very clever, Nick Henry. In 7th place, Beautiful Creatures, Magnus Westerstrand. It's the Scandi people, they're coming back.
Ooh,
he had an 89-point week. In 6th place, Clifty's Middling 11, Steve Cliff, Cliff Pallett.
Cliff Pallett's back! The White Clift of Dover!
In 5th place, Zeusie's All-Stars, Clark Hill. In 4th place, Mark Maxwell with Carol Downing Jaeger, lad. In third place, the Guilty Pleasures, Nick Reed. In second place, Entropy, Abdullah Al-Mamoun, who's been in the top 10 a few times. And in still in first place, even though he only had a 54-point week, 9 points in the lead, it's Prince Uthup, your next bitch.
Your next
that's
bitch.
That's the top 10. And also, yes. it is the end of the month.
Yes, October. We're actually recording this on Halloween. We haven't even mentioned that, lads.
That's because we are not devil worshippers, nor correct. Children.
Or sexy witches.
No.
There's a lot of sexy witches in my work today. Dreadful. Awful. It's not professional, is it? Manager of the Month. This month for October is... drumroll... Brett Milton!
Milton Keynes!
Come on down! Yes, Brett Milton. Caneling It is the name. Must try harder with that name for a team. That's rubbish. Caneling It.
Caning It.
Caning It, yeah.
Caning It.
Oh, it's because I can't read. Caning It. Caneling It. I thought it was... Caning It. Very good name. Well done. Edit that bit as well, please.
Yeah.
We actually got a tweet from... God, what's his name? Coliano Duzatelli?
There you go, yeah.
Is that right? He said, just wondering what your Manager of the Month prize is, because he thought he was in with a shout, and it turns out he then tweeted us afterwards and was like, yeah, didn't work, because some prick had Jones coming off the bench. So, yeah, but he ended up coming second, that guy, Duzatelli, for Manager of the Month. So, unlucky, mate. Literally just by a couple of points, but there's a little bit of beef clearly there, because he called him a prick. So, Brett Milton, if you didn't know that... Colano Duzatelli called you a prick because you
broccoli and Milton.
So broccoli and Milton soup. So yeah, caning it. Very good. So yeah, get in touch if you want a prize, Brett Milton, because I think we've got some stuff knocking around Gaffer Tapes HQ still.
Yeah, definitely. And if he doesn't call in, then Colano, I'm afraid that doesn't matter. So Manager of the Month or nothing. We're very strict with our prizes. But
yes, he
month.
Did. He did ask if we could still send him something. He was like, "Is there some used pants?" Little joke, but
yeah.
I mean,
did he ask for a prize for coming second?
He did. Yeah.
Yeah. Do's a telly, more like do's a favour.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Bloody lootly.
Yeah.
Then just quickly before we finish our positions, we've got a new Danny on G Wing, boys and girls. Big T Dog, it's me. I had a great week. Thanks very much. I'm now the daddy of G Wing. I don't think we need to read the rest of them out. I'm quite happy with that. Me, then Ash, then Craig.
Who? And is Craig? Am I reading this correctly? Is he still on the same points as Dom?
He's on exactly the same points as Dominic Monaghan. Yes. Yeah. Which is quite strange. You boys are on the same amount of points, like a couple of league positions between you.
Did Dom have any audience members mess with his team?
Oh,
that's true, actually.
Maybe that is the thing.
Maybe Dom asked him to do it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a right stitch up.
Maybe that's sneaky wizard. Sneaky
wizard. There we go. But yeah, there we go. Many, many thanks. I enjoyed that. Daddy's back. Simple as that.
That's all he cares about. He's top of the league, and that's what matters. But yeah, it's a long way to go. You can still join the Gaffer Tapes League, obviously. Gaffertapes.com/join on the pin 1072-420. We still welcome people into our league at this time. There might be a cutoff later on. We'll debate it. It's very hotly contested.
It is, yeah.
On Twitter. But for now, definitely get yourself in that league. Coming up in part two, we're going to be reading through all your tweets and questions, because you were starved of them last week. Obviously, we had it with a live audience and some emails. And in part three, obviously, we're going to look ahead to the fixtures coming up. And as always, a very, very fire quiz. That's gonna be
lovely.
Good. So
nice.
We got all that coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and me, Craig. We're just going to get onto the social segment where we go through all your tweets, emails, Facebook questions and the like. But first, we should let them know what's going on for the next few weeks. The next few weeks of the Gaffer Tapes HQ.
See, if take a moment, take a brief pause at home and see if you can guess what is going to happen. See if you can get. I'll give you a clue. One of us isn't going to be here.
One of us is going off again to another land.
Yeah. Sorry.
Is it the two married gentlemen with commitments? No. That made it sound like we were married to each other.
No,
though.
Yeah.
If only.
If only.
It did. Yeah. I'd get very jealous. Yeah, I'm off.
Where are you off to, mate?
I'm going to a real country this time. I'm off to Australia. I'm off to the jungle.
He's off to the jungle again. For any listeners who were listening this time last year, Craig went off to the I'm a Celebrity jungle.
Yeah.
So is this like the time that Craig went to... It's very much like the time he went to I'm a Celebrity. Not like where he was doing the cross-Asian pan cycling. Or when he went on coach trip.
Just to clarify, I've never been pan cycling. And I've never wanted to. That's not a thing. But it's not like the pan cycling or the coach trip and going to the I'm a Celeb jungle. You should watch it, Ash. It's actually a good television show.
Mm. Oh, debatable. Oh, you were on it. You were actually on it last time, weren't you? In the background, I did
see some in the background a few times.
We did see you. Yeah, we got lots of people tweeting us going, "Is that Craig in the back?" Yeah. No, it was Sue Perkins.
And he was he was doing the classic thing. Oh yeah, well, in the production meeting, they said he jumped across the table. It was like me, and it's like I couldn't. I had to do it.
I had to be on the
joke's scene. On you, mate, because they don't let me into the production meeting. So
who's the dickhead? Even more.
Who's the dickhead, mate?
Curious why you were there.
So obviously last year when Craig went, we bloody won an award. So
yeah, that's
true. That's true.
Like, immediately, as soon as he left,
I watched it on YouTube.
Bit of quality.
But yeah, so no, I will be away. But we have got a contingency plan.
Yes, Craig will be missing, I think you're missing like 4 podcasts, but we have some guest hosts.
Guests.
Well, they're like guest hosts, aren't they?
Yes.
They're guests because they're going to be...
But I mean, they're not going to be hosting it.
Yeah, well, yeah, but with us.
Yeah.
Like, we're hosts. Like, we're co-hosts, the 3 of us.
Yeah.
And they're a guest co-host.
I just didn't want them to think that they were going to be host there. It.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to do everything. We're just going to sit back and crack on, mate. We're going to have patrons of the podcast. What's a patron? Well, it's someone that has gone to Patreon, patreon.com/thegaffertapes, and supports the podcast officially, official Gafferazzi. So we've got some of them on. In the interim when Craig's not around, and we can say that our first host, and there's an international break next week.
When is it?
We actually not. I know, how fucking annoying. There's loads of like England friendlies and stuff. So there's no pod next week, but after that is the first of our Patreon guest hosts, and it is Mr. Ian Stimson. Stimbleberries. Yeah, so if he's one of our longest listeners, he's a patron of the podcast, and he's going to be he's going to be co-hosting with us in the studio in a couple of weeks' time.
Very exciting.
Exciting.
Very exciting. I'll be in
That was a long old...
I'll be in the jungle.
Long old intro.
It was a long old explanation, but just thought you'd know, so it's not a surprise. But anyway, let's get back to business. We're going to look through some of your things you've sent in, questions you've sent in, and we'll get to Facebook first. We didn't play it last week at the live show, but we can't wait to play it now, Jimmy Jammy. Let's play the jingle.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook/thegaffertapes.
Excellent. I miss it.
He was there last week, wasn't he?
He was
actually there. I didn't even get a chance to talk to him. I didn't get a chance to talk to anyone, to be fair. I had to like run off afterwards.
Yeah, no.
Because I'm a father.
You are a father. He was there, and I didn't make him sing it live. That'd have been weird. But
that would have been.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
It was good to see him. Ash and I differ, obviously, greatly. Ash and I, that's the best thing ever.
You should have made him dance.
we'll read one quick question from Facebook then. We've talked about it a little bit already. City rotation is killing me. Is it actually a good idea to have none of them and spend the money on other big scorers like Salah, Eriksen and Hazard, Big H? What do you reckon, Ash?
I don't know, because they're all really inconsistent as well.
But at least they play, that's the thing.
Well, Eriksen isn't. Eriksen is pretty much your best possible midfielder in the game at the moment.
I think, it's difficult till... I think when he comes back, Pogba, I think he'd be better off with United midfielders. I guess you could go Pogba, Hazard, because they're going to play, aren't they? Mm.
Yeah, combine Pogba, Hazard, 18, then it's the same.
Although I'm kind of coming around to just thinking, just pick two... pick two City midfielders.
Yeah.
And at least one will play.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, the top three, or let's say top five midfielders in the game at the moment. 5th, Silva. 4th, Sterling. 3rd, Salah. 2nd, Eriksen. 1st, Sané.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
So I do think Sané is a bit of a must at the moment, really, if you actually look at it and what we said earlier.
Oh, surely he's not going to play next week.
Do you not think?
Oh, it's just so hard to...
Tougher game against... I say tougher game against Arsenal.
You think they're just going to get rotated every week?
Yeah, but he isn't, though. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
He isn't. Talking of that question. We actually had a voice clip from one of the Orlando boys, our listeners over in Orlando, Florida. He actually mentions the old city rotation because obviously it's quite a hot topic. He had a little thought. I'll just play a little short clip from one of the Orlando boys.
What's up, fellas? This is Sir Alex FC here in Orlando, Florida. Just got a quick thought here. Since we're taking risk on city rotation and their big hits and misses, especially with Sterling and freaking Jesus and Aguero, I was kind of thinking, should we be taking some risk with Manchester United rotation, the likes of Rashford and Martial? They tend to come off as a sub and score. Just a quick thought. All right, you guys, take care.
It was nice. I like that.
Very calm.
Very subdued.
Yeah.
Very calm. Yeah, that was about 8:30 in the morning, sort of half an hour before he'd started drinking, I think. So
there was no
fuck these cowards or anything. That was lovely. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Yeah, what do you think, boys?
I don't know, but the rotation risk with City isn't solved by going with the rotation risk with United. So it's not solved by it. Martial and Rashford are both very, very good and decent scorers, but just an absolute head fuck to pick. So,
but the thing is, if you had both of them,
no,
could you not have both and then
they're not going to score? With City, it's
one on the bench.
I think one of them's going to get like 14 points if one of them doesn't play.
Martial is so far down those midfielders ranked for the season, and it's only because he's not playing minutes. I totally appreciate he's good enough, but. I don't know why you would possibly have Martial on your side right now. I don't know the reason for it. You'd rather have any of the City guys or Salah or Eriksen. He's good enough, sure, but I just don't see the point in him. A 2.3% pick seems like people agree, but some games Martial's playing 20 minutes, 18 minutes. Like, that's kind of his average. And even though his goal return's brilliant, I just don't see the value in picking him.
I think you like Vardy as well up front instead of Rashford.
Yeah.
It is a million difference, in fairness. It's not exactly the same.
Yeah, but you're getting a return on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's worth it. I think United-wise, even players who don't get rotated, like Mkhitaryan, who starts most games, he comes off, but he starts most games, hasn't proved any value in his last 6 weeks. He hasn't got more than 3 points since game week 5.
That was like what Ash was saying, like without Pogba, he's actually been worse.
Yeah, he has.
Like, so when Pogba comes back, you could argue about, because I saw before Pogba got injured, there was a lot of teams that had both of them.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. That was a good, like,
there's, I think there's, you know, also 17 mil. The thing, and it's not just without Pogba, it's, you know, Mourinho's, the 4-0s were the exception, not the rule. We're back to Mourinho's ways of winning now. And it's not it's not scoring 3 or 4 goals. It's scoring 1 goal, or it's scoring maybe 2.
So parking the bloody bus.
So, you know, those early weeks, it all just kind of clicked and worked, but they're not in the habit of banging 4 goals past teams every single week. So you don't want to overload on a, you know, United defenders, sure, but I don't know. Not sure, just to clarify. Not Luke Shaw.
No, definitely not Luke Shaw.
I don't think it's worth it. I think you'd rather take the City risk and get burnt by because Sané didn't play much that week, because the payoff is huge when he does it, because he's now 11 points clear as the best midfielder in the game and he didn't play 90 minutes until game week 6. So that's impressive score, you know, points return.
Yeah. I like that. That's good. That's very nice. We've done a lot of football talk there, boys.
So enough of that. Let's talk about radishes.
Yeah. We're very radish heavy with questions this week. We're not actually, no. Let's read a question. Pick a question, boys.
Well, you've got to do... Where are these questions from, Tom? Don't lose your mind.
Oh, sorry. I do apologise. These questions are obviously in a section we like to call... Tweets for my tweet.
Who's asking? Oh, on the live pod, didn't we ask, what is the line?
Yeah, and someone you said, who's asking?
Yeah, which I know.
Everyone joined in with the thing going... Oh no, what did they say?
Exactly.
Someone shouted out that they just repeat it again, and Tom went, no, they don't say tweets for my tweet again, forgetting that that's not the original song.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
But I mean, when everyone joined in with a jingle, they didn't say what
it
you said.
It was a split. Some joined in with Ash, but most went for donuts or something like that.
Don't ask me, they said. That's it. Don't ask me. That's what we used to say. Anyway, let's read a bloody question, guys. Mr. Walker Porter tweeted us and said, would you rather Luke Chadwick's face, Beadle's hand, Ashley Young's personality, or Ozil's eyes? Why has he put Jeremy Beadle in with those other footballers?
Unfair on Beadle, really.
Oh, yeah, unfair on Beadle. Chadwick's face.
No.
Beadle's hand.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were choosing that.
No. Fuck me. No, that's. I don't know where Luke Chadwick is nowadays, but I must say, you wouldn't want Chadwick's face under any circumstances. Beadle's hand, Ashley Young's personality, or Ozil's eyes. Oh God,
I think I'd take the eyes.
Yeah, I think it gives him some sort of special powers. I mean, most of the power is to get abused by Arsenal fans, but
he wouldn't. He's like a gazelle, isn't he? They have eyes on the sort of the side of their head, so they can see a lion. So if you're ever in the Serengeti, you know you won't be. Hopefully, attacked eaten by a lion. I think
I'd either go for the eyes or Beadle's hand.
Yeah. I love the fact that no one's gone for Ashley Young's personality.
No one wants that.
No, because since I've lost my looks, now all I've got is my personality.
Well,
so if I had Ashley Young's personality with my current looks, that would be dreadful.
For me, that's a nothing because, I can't get by like this with Ashley Young's personality.
Beadle's hand.
It would be either Beadle's hands or Ozil's eyes. I think I could pull off Ozil's eyes. So. You just make a talking point of it.
Yeah. Well, would you? You get a bit sick of it every time you meet a new bunch of people. Go, oh, I know what you're thinking. Look at the eyes. Look like a fucking fish. Anyway, what are we drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd feel. But then Beadle's hand would be quite good. Like your knob would look massive in photos if you're sending girls dick pics, wouldn't they? Like your knob and a little tiny Beadle hand.
You do realize in this scenario you're still married, Tom.
Oh, am I still married? Well, even with Ashley Young's personality, no one would marry me.
Good grief, yeah, I'm going for the eyes.
So. Yeah, I'm going with Beadle's hand, just for the big knob thing. Ash? So,
he's not even answering. Footy from afar says Coke or Pepsi.
Coke or Pepsi? Coke,
obviously. No one goes Pepsi. So that is the psychopath test.
The only exception to that, I reckon, is if you're going like diet or whatever, Pepsi Max is better than...
Do you know what? Not a bad shout.
I don't like any diet drinks, but Pepsi, like Pepsi Max Cherry is quite decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. That's a good shout, Ash. I like that. So, yeah thanks, Footy. We've never actually been asked that before, which is surprising.
Coke or Pepsi? It's like when they say, has anyone, though, ever said, when you go, can I have a Coke? They go, is Pepsi all right? Has anyone ever gone, no?
Yeah.
And walked out?
Oh, no, I have seen it where someone where they say, is Coke or Pepsi all right? Because I thought
they
didn't
say, is Coke or Pepsi all right? That's not a thing.
No, that's not a thing.
Because if you ask for Coke, they'll give you Coke.
But I thought the same thing. Why ask? Like, what else am I going to do? But then I noticed they said, like, oh, is Pepsi okay? Then if you say no, they say, okay, because we've got Coke in little tiny bottles.
Right.
I didn't realise there was another option.
Well, of course there's another option.
There's always another
Coke
option, Ash.
Unless you...
No, because not if they... Yeah, well, I didn't know that. I just thought it was like the squirty gun and that's it.
The squirty gun.
Because that's why they ask, isn't it? Because of the fucking
interesting fact, in McDonald's in Scotland, you get an iron brew on the gun.
Yeah, well, in McDonald's in America, they had Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
They had loads
there's
of
also
shit.
A
Mountain Dew, that was
there's
it,
a,
Mountain
there's
Dew.
There's a Pepsi version of Dr. Pepper called Mr. Pibb. In America as well.
Really?
Which is the shit. Sir Alex knows. He knows the shit.
They had a Big Mac with bacon when I went to Vegas.
That's not that mental though, is it?
Yeah, but that's like the dream, isn't it? Big Mac and bacon.
Not for you, Craig, in
your fucking vegan ways.
I'm not a vegan, but I haven't had a McDonald's.
Is it true that you started wearing
like,
a wheat skirt? A skirt made of wheat, is that right?
Yeah,
is that,
why not?
And seaweed in your hair?
Yeah, yeah.
Like seaweed wear
I'm
seaweed
dressed
like hair.
Old Greg from Mighty Boosh, effectively.
I'm all right. Yeah, imagine that. Right. Any other questions, boys?
What else we got? We actually just got a tweet live from my other half.
Oh, really?
Yeah, who said, hi, the Gaffer Tapes. And she's attached a picture from her brother carves the most amazing pumpkins for Halloween outside the house. And they're like a talking point of the town. And said, if you could carve any dead celebrity into a pumpkin, who would it be? And he's basically done all of the people who died over this year carved into pumpkins. And it is actually, it is actually incredible. You should see it.
Celebrity.
Yeah. I don't know who I'd
into
pick.
A pumpkin.
I'm always worried about who the first celeb... You know when celebs die and you go, oh, that's a bit sad. Who's the first one who's actually going to make me sad?
Oh, well, I must say Rick Mayall made me sad.
Oh, really? That was quite sad.
I bloody love Rick Mayall.
I think when Del Boy goes, I'll be upset.
Oh, don't. Absolutely. That is the one. I often randomly tweet. Every time I think about it, I love David Jason. I'll tweet something like about David Jason, how much I love him. Just because I know it'll annoy me when it happens, all these people that suddenly go, I bloody love David Jason. Oh, he was, when he played Inspector Morse, he was the absolute
He never
fuck
played
off,
Morse.
You cunt. Exactly. Exactly.
It's like classic Tom thing. You're not the only person that likes David Jason.
No, no, but
it's
I'm
right.
saying it now. I'm saying
Who
it while he's alive.
You,
Celebrate
Ash?
Him now.
Gandalf, probably, isn't it? For you.
If well, are we still talking about the pumpkins?
No, no, if they give the celebrity died. Change the question. We change it after. Who's the first celeb who dies or you're going to be like, oh, and you might actually get upset?
I don't understand the question. I'd be upset by any celebrity dying.
That's not true.
No,
celebrities
die all
the time. What if Chico died? You wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Alison Hammond first. From this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess
well, you've been recognised a few times, haven't you? I'd be gutted if you died.
That'd be difficult. Hey, who'd edit the pod?
Yeah.
Exactly.
For starters.
I guess if Dave Grohl died, I'd be
That's
sad.
A good one. Dave Grohl,
That's
yeah,
good,
I'd be sad
one.
At Dave. It's a good name.
That's
nice.
What about you, Craig?
Why are we talking about this?
What about this? It's a strange thing to talk about.
Sorry.
Go on. What about you?
I said to you, David Jason, Delboy.
Oh, David Jason. Well, that was my one. But
no one mentioned Dobby Monaghan, you fucks.
He's not going to
die,
though, is he?
He's not going to die. He'll live forever.
He's young. It's all right.
He'll live forever.
He must be nearly the same age as Dave Grohl, I would have thought.
No. Dom's like 40, just turned 41, maybe. 40, 41.
How old's Dave Grohl?
Late 40s, definitely.
He's got to be. He was in Nirvana, for Christ's sake. That's old.
Yeah, he's got to be about 50 now. But that's not old.
Anyway,
you know.
We definitely digress.
What are we talking
do
about?
Do we have any... Right, obviously you are listening, but I just want no explanation. Just tweet us the first celebrity that will make you upset when they die. It'd be just an interesting little collage for our sake.
Oh, yeah, tweet us the name and a little sad face. Yeah.
Can I ask a question that someone's asked us already?
Yes.
So, this got asked on, I think it was a Patreon question, and someone might even ask us during the live pod what our favourite moments were.
Oh, right.
And every time I mention what my favourite moments of the podcast have been,
yeah,
it's normally something that I've thought of.
Yeah.
So then you're like, that's
real.
That's
real.
That's true, you do that a lot.
But the way I think of it is not from, like, what's the best thing to listen to, what's the most fun thing.
Oh, right.
So, obviously, it's going to be something that I've done or said, because I'm doing it. It's not going to be something that's, you know, abstract.
Yeah.
So, I don't mean, like, to listen to. I'm not like, Neil versus Real is the most entertaining thing we've done.
Mm.
So, what did you think was the best moments from the pod, the live one?
Oh, the live one.
From the live one. Oh, yeah, we did get that as a question.
Oh, meeting Dan.
Jackson.
Dan the Scribe was genuinely incredible.
He was great, patron of the podcast, Dan Parkinson.
Yeah, and we should say we still feel guilty for going off stage and forgetting to thank him properly.
We were so worried about our exit, we left and Dan was still on the stage.
We spent so long talking about how we were going to thank him before we left.
We must remember to thank Dan, and we said it a thousand times. And to be honest, most of that show was a bit of a blur to me. Dan in general, like, I actually, someone
Dan's
came up to
great,
me at the end quite offensively and said, I don't mean this to be rude, but actually a lot of the funniest stuff of the night was written on Dan's board. And I was like,
I've got it at home.
You've got what?
I've got the thing at home. Oh, these pieces of paper.
We need photos of them. But
I'll tweet him.
I kept looking around and he was writing absolute gems up there. So that Dan was my favourite part of the live podcast.
He was very good. Yeah, I liked the pedo stuff. And that was good. That was funny, though. Let's be honest. That was funny. And then there was a few really, really funny bits. And then the audience started laughing sort of more as it went on. I think everyone sort of chilled out.
Got drunk, I think, as well.
Got drunk, let's be honest. Yeah, that was good. I would have liked to have stayed and had a drink with everyone after, but I'm a father. Let's read some emails very, very quickly. We've got one from D. Williams, Dara Williams. He's got in touch before. He said, all right, gaffers, congrats on the 100th episode and the live show. I have Elliot and Courtois in goal, and I was wondering, do you think I should bring in a 4.5 keeper instead? Sound lads. Dara Williams. The sound lads. That's what we should call our band. We're working sound.
Are we
like
in a band?
Audio. Well, yeah, start a band. You play the guitar. Ash can dance, and I'm a great singer. Can you dance? I don't know, why not? Who's the 4.5 keeper you mentioned earlier?
Well, he's now 4.8, Tom Heaton. But
No. Heaton's replacement.
Sorry, Pope.
Pope.
Pope is 4.5. Sorry, I was looking at Heaton to see if I could get an estimate on his return date, but it's still an unknown return date, shoulder dislocation. Obviously, Ben Dinnery, Din Dinnery, Din Din Daru will be able to help with that. But yeah, I think Pope, at 37 points so far in the amount of games he's played.
You certainly won me round to that.
What was the...
Mentioning it earlier. Go on.
I can't see where his... I was distracted by his PS that I was looking up that we'll discuss in a second.
Mm.
I can't see the actual question. What did he ask?
He asked if there were any 4.5 million keepers he should opt for instead. But I think Pope's a good chat. Dyche always has. Well, do you know what? Let's wait and see if Sean Dyche leaves as well. But I think that.
So pop quiz is who is the fifth? I think I'm going to look up the fifth highest scoring player in the whole game.
Yeah,
I think I do the quizzes, mate. But
fourth highest.
Fourth, I'm going to say De Gea.
Correct. Obviously. Is it? Yeah. So that's the thing.
I assume because we were talking about keepers.
Yeah, 5.7. Yeah.
I tried to get him in my team during my wild card. I tried to squeak him in and I just felt that I was... Yeah.
It's a lot, though, isn't it? Last?
Yeah. I think he might have hit his peak already, you know, these first sort of 10 games. Because he's had about fucking 8 clean sheets.
But they're into Mourinho 1-0 territory at the moment. So it is
I just couldn't quite justify that to bring him in. Interesting though. But yeah, 5.7. Popage. Lovely.
4.5 million,
We got an email. We actually got this before the live pod, but we didn't have time. And God knows, we didn't really know what was happening at the live pod.
No, it's true.
Elliot Levy, old school listener, he said, who would have thought 3 years ago when I started listening to the drivel that you would have come so far or lasted so long? Oh, lovely. He said, it's been fantastic hearing your progress from a trio of guys without a clue to a group of media moguls and podcasting juggernauts. He said... his favourite moment of the first 100 podcasts was my impression of the Orlando boys. Fuck these cowards, we drinking, it's 9 a.m, bitch. He said...
I think we know why Tom's reading this email now, it's all become clear, so yeah.
Oh, I've skipped out other bits where he says I'm attractive and stuff, but he said, honestly, listen to that a dozen times with tears of laughter. Blah, blah, blah. He says various things, lovely email, but he says, I'm floundering in the lower echelons of the league in a woeful 993rd. Can you help me out? I'd love to hear an opinion on my squad. We haven't actually looked at his team. Good. I didn't realise that before reading the email out. Maybe we'll do that for next week. Maybe we'll check it out.
Yeah, that's it.
Next pod, we could get bloody Stimbleby on it.
Yeah,
I do like Stimbleby.
Actually, I've got his team here. We'll talk about it as long as no one says anything that's going to distract us. So, he's got Man United, Man City players play in football.
Yeah.
So I had a question about Man City. So I bet £100 at the weekend that Man City were going to win.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Just because. But because it
did
was.
Did you actually?
Yeah, because it was in my betting account, right?
Yeah.
Because I was doing the thing where you just put on safe bets and just win some back.
And you had £100.
Right. So I put £100 on and got 25 back. And then after, Chuck was giving me abuse, going like, well, what's the fucking point of that?
Yeah.
But I've now got £125.
Yeah. Well, that's how betting works, Ash. Yeah.
But that's
what's the point of putting a big bet on when you've been putting little bets on? Is that what you were saying?
No, but what I'm saying is, like, I don't understand. Is that not the right way to bet?
Well, that is actually how the professional gamblers bet.
Well, put loads and loads of money on a dead
cert. But they'll even research that dead cert. They'll be like, well, actually, West Brom's not a good opposition for this. But yeah, short odds and high stakes is how professional gamblers bet. You don't get professional gamblers putting a fiver on to win £200.
I know someone who's a boxing writer and put $3,000 on Mayweather to beat McGregor.
Yeah, the odds were silly. When that fight got announced, Mayweather was very, very short. But as people started to buy into the ridiculous hype that McGregor might cause him problems, they weren't good odds, but they were odds that if you're putting thousands on, that was probably the easiest money any gambler's made the entire...
That was...
Yeah, that's what he said. He went, I wish I could put more on, but that's literally all the money I've got.
Yeah.
And it was put $3,000 on.
Wow.
And he probably got, I don't know what odds were going about at the end, but he probably got a grand back off that. There were odds going around that he'd have got $4,000 back off that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But yeah, just a little PS on that Elliot Levy email. He said, Ash, try a Spagliato cocktail sometime, one of my personal favourites. Sincerely, AFC Newfoundland, Elliot Levy, 1 million click wanker.
Well, there you go.
Have you ever tried a Spagliato, mate?
No, I was really excited, but I looked it up and it's a bit like a Negroni.
What's a Negroni at home?
I think it's got Campari in it.
Oh, no one likes Campari. It tastes like hairspray.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Thanks for
good cocktail chat, though.
Not only did we not read out you and go through your team.
Oh, we got distracted.
He slagged off your cocktail.
Do it another
choice.
Time. Sorry, we've run out of time. You're like our Matt Damon. We've run out of time, Elliot, I'm afraid.
We've run out of time.
We'll have to do it next time. But we are going to come back in a set of part three. We're going to move on to part three soon, where we're going to look through the fixtures for next week. And I've got a very topical quiz title.
Ooh. It's not about R. Kelly, is it?
A very topical quiz title. No, it's not. So we're going to be doing all that in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and me, Craig. It's part three, which means even less relative football chat and more quizzing, as we all know. Now, the scores obviously changed hands at the live podcast. Do we remember how they finished? I think it was 10-8.
Yeah, it was 10-8, yeah.
So 10-8 to Ash.
8-10-8 to Ash, yeah.
This is a really topical moment here, because as we're recording, you all know this, but Man United are 2-0 up against Benfica. Daley Blind just took a penalty with Lukaku on the pitch.
Did he score?
He scored. So that's a development if you're looking at United defenders. He is, because they've had a bit of penalty missing going on. Could he be the new penalty taker? Lukaku's on the pitch and Blind's taking it, so who knows? Anyway, by the by, are you ready for a quiz?
Oh, we're doing the quiz first.
Oh no, we're going to do our picks first, aren't we? You wanted the chance to gloat about last week's pick quickly.
Oh yeah, just because last week I picked Vardy, but we never said it because we were doing the live pod.
Yeah,
but yeah, I did pick Vardy, which I was quite happy about.
Well done, mate. You did good
because he was the best possible pick out of all the top strikers.
Did you put him in your team?
I did, mate. Yeah, of course.
Oh, nice.
Course.
Lovely stuff. Well, the fixtures to choose from this week. Stoke Leicester is the early game on Saturday, which is quite disappointing, isn't it? Huddersfield West Brom, Newcastle Bournemouth, Saints Burnley, Swansea Brighton, West Ham Liverpool. Actually, can't be looking forward to that one. And then on Sunday, it's Spurs Palace, City Arsenal, Chelsea United, big game, and Everton Watford. Some big teams playing big teams there.
Oh, I forgot the whole, where they always build up Super Sunday.
Yeah.
This one is quite good, actually, isn't it?
This one is good. Spurs Palace, City Arsenal, and Chelsea Man U, and you can watch all of them back to back to back.
And I think the West Ham Liverpool game as well, the night before, would be good.
Yeah, that's
the same. I mean, it'd be a fucking slaughter, but.
But it could be 4-3 that game, you know.
Yeah, exactly what I said.
I'm definitely going to try and get down the boozer on Sunday for that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's only a father when it suits him, Ash. That's the thing.
Yeah,
not on a Sunday. Never a father on a Sunday.
It's religious.
I leave the Lord Jesus Christ to be the father of my son on a Sunday.
He's doing a bloody good job.
And I go to the pub. He is, yeah.
Who are you picking, Tom?
I like Perez.
Big butts and you cannot lie.
Correct. I like Perez from, obviously, Newcastle, because they're playing Bournemouth, and I stuck him in my secret sausage team. That was my one little move this week for my sausage. So, yeah, I think I'll go for Perez as my little tip, although, Everton, maybe a Watford player or two old. What's his name? Rickarlson or whatever?
Yeah, or whatever. Yep.
Whatever.
Ash?
Him, Decore or someone like that, maybe at Watford, but, yeah, I'm going to go with
Who are you earmarking, Ash?
I think the thought of Salah running at the West Ham defence has got to be terrifying.
I think
that Liverpool defence is so shit. Chicharito, say Chicharito and you sound like a fucking genius.
But do you reckon it's a Captain Salah kind of week then, Ash?
The thought of him like running against Masuaku.
Yeah.
Who I guess won't play, but I mean, it's terrifying.
Fair enough.
On that huge pitch, oh my God, this is going to be nice.
My captain, though, this week is probably going to be Eriksen. Because I've got Eriksen, and Palace. he's the only Tottenham player I have now post wild card. So
even if Kane's declared fit, are you not bringing him back?
No, I've got the money now. I'd have to make two changes to bring Kane back. So
shit.
I'm going to stick Aguero back in instead.
Big news.
Aguero
didn't come off the bench last week, so he is primed and ready to play 90 minutes.
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I'll probably bring him in.
For me, I've got him in my team and he sits on my bench, but this will be an Aaron Moy starts kind of week for me.
Yeah.
So nice.
Aaron Moy will play at home to West Brom. They're good at home. He's obviously involved in everything. And he's one of those where you have him on your bench a lot and you just get annoyed that he gets points from your bench. And he did that against United. But I think against West Brom at home, I'm gonna stick him on. It could only be 1-0 or 2-1, but Moy's my man for the week, I think.
Moy is your man. And didn't you, we talk about my pick from last week there. Didn't you give Zaha as your pick?
I picked him for the last two, actually. But yeah, he did get a goal in the 97th, which seemed ridiculous. But one of those that you'd love it. FPL terms, when someone scores in the 97th minute. It's the stuff dreams are made of, Thomas.
Decent picks, I think. We do always give a couple of decent picks.
Never follow them.
Towards the end. We never follow them ourselves. But yeah, decent picks at the end of every podcast.
Exactly. Right, let's quiz, shall we?
Well, before we quiz, mate, it's only right to play the bloody jingle that we forgot to play last week, even though I whispered it to Ash and Ash whispered it to Craig.
Correct.
So, live on air. So, here we go.
It's Craig's quiz time.
There we go. That was excellent. Ian Stimson, who will be a guest host, not hosting it on his own, guest host next pod, which is not next week, the week after.
Sorry, Stimmers, I didn't mean not to play. It was all very, it was a blur. It was a blurry night. It was a big night. It was very nerve-wracking. I would have played it. Soz, mate.
Soz, babe.
But yeah, Flight of the Conchords there. Going to see them in March. So that'd be fun.
Oh, you got tickets, did you?
Bloody did, yeah. They're not a prize, so no Doozatelli. Do one.
If I come in fucking second.
Now, there's been a lot in the news this week, Tom and Ash. Lot of news this week. Certain Hollywood stars being disgraced and their Netflix show getting cancelled. I think we know who you're talking about. In homage to that, the name of the game this week, The House of Red Cards.
Lovely. Nice. Really
House
good.
Of Red Cards. Right, love guys?
That. I was worried.
I'm sure you were worried.
It's like, but not a problem.
Lower, a sexual effort? No, it wasn't going to be that. Was he older or younger than that? It's not that. It's fine. So I'm just going to ask some questions around the topic of red cards, because this is the excellent. House of Red Cards. For the first few, you're both going to answer them. And then we'll have a little one at the end where you get to rack up some points. I'm going to keep score because Dan kept score so well last week.
He did. He did a little tally chart.
He did a tally chart. And I've got a tally chart in front of me. And I haven't got it on a flip chart at home. That's mental.
Oh.
I'd look very odd. I'd look very odd. But it's
you look like that little doll that sits next to the girl on the the screensaver that used to turn the telly on
when the TV
at like 4 in the morning.
He used to play the national anthem. Do you remember? That's weird, isn't it?
The little girl and the doll. Wasn't it a little clown?
Yeah, it was a clown and a doll. Do you remember when you'd be up that late and it would say, that's the end of the broadcast, and they'd play the national anthem?
Yeah.
Very odd.
That was my favourite part of my day. I used to stand there and sing God Save the Queen just hours and hours on end on my own at 4 o'clock in the morning as a 7-year-old child.
You probably did.
Yeah.
Probably did. Anyway, so you're going to have to write your answers down for the first few because you're both going to say them.
Okay.
So are you ready for that? You've got pens and paper at the ready?
Yeah.
Are you writing this down, Ash? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
good.
So first question, nice and simple, should be easy for a podcast that was awarded the best football podcast in the UK 2016, and it's based around fantasy football. You'd have to get it right, it would seem ridiculous. So, quick question. In FPL, how many points is a red card? So, obviously, we get this one. How many points a red card? Should take no time whatsoever, because, like I say, we do credit ourselves as being the biggest fantasy football podcast in the world. How many points in FPL is a red card? You both written down a numerical value?
Yeah. Well, Ash is still fiddling.
This is where we need the live show for Ash, because he will take for as long as he wants now. Live audience, he'll write it down.
I've got a thing.
Okay, Ash, you written it down?
Shit, I'm really doubting myself, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Ash, what have you got?
I got -3.
Okay.
Oh, I said -2.
I think it is -2.
It's -3. So it's a point.
Fuck! I nearly went for that. So.
1-0 to Ash. Obviously, it's only 1 point for the whole quiz now that we're back on normal quizzing.
Yeah.
Okay. So next question. Topical from the news. Salford City keeper Max Crocombe was sent off this week or last week for a rather amusing reason. What was it? What was that reason? So it was all over Twitter. Salford City keeper Max Crocombe was sent off this week.
Oh, I know this one.
For a pretty ridiculous reason. What did he get his red card for? It's one of those, if you know, you know. You don't, it's just worth a guess, isn't it? Have you made a guess, Ash, Tom?
Oh, yeah, okay, hold on.
Oh, mate, I know the answer, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been on Twitter. I got one.
Go on.
Oh, okay, Ash, what have you put?
As I've got literally no idea, I put the kicked a cat.
That's an excellent guess, though. Can kicked I just add? I absolutely love that. He kicked a lynx all the way to Devon.
It's actually Wales. He done a wee wee on the pitch.
He did do a wee wee on the pitch. It's a point.
Yeah.
Did you know it, Ash?
No, I didn't. But I'd heard loads of references to something about it. I didn't know that's what it was.
A lot of people went, "This really takes the piss." We didn't, because we're better than that.
Yeah.
Our jokes are better than that, Tom, aren't they? On Twitter.
Yes, very much so.
Not in real life. Awful. Okay.
Verified on Twitter, mate. Not verified in life.
No, that's true. Okay, so House of Cards, House of Red Cards, always referring to the title to make sure it's relevant.
What was it saying?
Question 3. Who is bottom of the fair play table so far, 2017-18? Which Premier League team has the worst disciplinary record this season so far? Picking up a whopping 20 yellows and 2 red cards so far.
Oh, let's have a little looky look.
Well, no, you can't have a look. That's very much cheating.
No. Oh, yeah, I think I've got one. I think I know.
Okay.
Okay, we both got a team?
Yeah.
Okay, Tom, what team have you gone for?
I said West Ham.
Ash, what team have you gone for?
Same.
Both correct.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did you write West Ham?
Lovely stuff.
No, it's not spastic.
And then
it's
an extra point available. Who has the best? Who's top of that table? Who has the best disciplinary record?
Oh, it's much harder.
With 9 yellows and 0 reds. They're not in the House of Cards. Very much like Kevin Spacey. They're not in the House of Cards.
Okay, I've got that.
Okay,
answer.
You both got a team written down?
Yeah.
Ash?
Bournemouth?
Tom?
Oh, I said Huddersfield.
Oh, good guesses, because they're both teams. But it's it's Arsenal.
Oh,
9 yellow zeros. And at this point in my head, I thought Tom probably thought, that makes sense. Gutless. You'd rather they did have some yellow cards and red cards, wouldn't you, Tom?
Yeah.
I initially thought...
Show some fucking passion.
I initially thought Arsenal, but I thought they always have like a really bad disciplinary
problem. Well,
Granit
Xhaka usually is a walking disciplinary problem, but not yet this season. He gets,
that was what held me back.
He's probably most of the yellows, to be fair.
He probably is.
Okay, so next question. Yeah, this is the last question before you go into your solo rounds.
Okay. Is it 2-1 to me?
It's 2-all. You got urinating and you got the three points. It sums everything up about our podcast. You got the one that referred to fantasy football, and Tom got the one about a goalkeeper pissing himself.
Yeah, exactly.
So what decade were red and yellow cards first introduced to football?
Oh,
wow.
Proper pub quiz questions, these ones, aren't they? So what decade were red and yellow cards first introduced into football? I'm not going to ask year because I'm not a dick.
No, I've got the decade.
You've got a decade guess. Ash, have you got a decade guess?
Yep.
Okay. Tom, we'll come to you first. What decade have you gone for?
The 1950s.
Tom's gone for the 50s. Ash?
Oh, I may have underpitched this by quite a way. I went the 30s.
Ooh, you have the 30s. Well. Interesting enough, it was the 1970s.
Ooh, so do I get a point for being closer?
You do not, no. Red and yellow cards were first introduced at the 1970 World
Cup. That's mental.
Wow. By English referee Ken Aston came up with the idea. And they first introduced a league football in 1976.
So what did they used to do before that? Just nothing?
Just nothing. You just had to try and control them as the ref.
In 66?
Yeah, no.
For the World Cup?
Yeah, no cards in 66.
There was no cards at the 66 World Cup.
I never knew that. That is some trivia.
Interesting stuff, right? Okay, so it's 2-all going into
this. Oh, that would be a really good pub quiz question. It could be, how many yellow and red cards were there at the 1966 World Cup? And everyone would go, oh, let's try and work it out, you know, per team, blah, blah, blah. Bang, the answer's zero,
then,
mate.
Like the bloke off Eggheads would know that. He'd be like, well, actually. Do you used to do pub quiz stuff? You were a quiz master, weren't you, Tom?
I was a quiz master in Windsor, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a long story. Quite a funny story, but I won't go into it. We don't have time now. But
funny, if we've got time, I've got a story about the day I met Lee Sharp.
Yeah, fantastic.
Sounds like
I've got
a
really good,
like a
good one
story
about what they said to me. Yeah, it was really funny. Basically, I had to do an interview. I said I'm not going to have time. Fuck it. I started doing it. I had to do an interview on the phone with this bloke who was like, it was like the most corporate fucking thing in the world. But he was like, but let's have fun. And he was trying to tell me how to warm up a crowd. I was like, mate, you are preaching to the converted here. You're teaching granny how to suck tits. You really are. And, that's the phrase, isn't it? And, yeah. And then basically, like, I did this hour long interview on the phone, and then he went, okay, yeah, that's lovely. Yeah, you've passed. Well done. So, you know, you have to go to the quiz. And he kept saying about how they used to love the previous quiz master. Everyone there loves him. It's quite a clicky place, I must admit. But everyone used to love him. He was the best. Oh, everyone loved him. Everyone loved him. And I thought, all right, mate, chill out. And I'm on my way there, and he phoned me and went, just checking you on the way to the venue. By the way, the guy who used to host the quiz, I forgot to say, he actually died 2 weeks ago. Oh. Have a lovely time. Fucking hell. So it's like, I'm turning up to this place like I'm your new fucking dad. And, you know, Brian, who used to love, is now fucking dead. They hated me. Absolutely hated me, but I got paid like 60 quid and I got pissed.
You're like, question one. How did the previous... No.
How did he die?
That was a very similar to your Dale Winton impression.
Was it? Yeah, he was. He was quite similar, yeah. He was going... Oh, he was trying to give me tips, going, and what I used to do is I used to say, is everyone ready to quiz? And they'd all say yes. And here's a little tip, and you can have this one, is even if I heard them, I'd always say, what? I can't hear you. And then they'll say it louder. And it's, oh, I thought, mate, fuck it now.
Were you trying to be a red card?
I love that.
Yeah,
that's what it was, yeah.
Anyway, 2-all.
Sorry. Sorry about that, guys.
No one's ever apologised for going off on a tangent this podcast before. I don't know where to start now. It's a classic game of red card, House of Cards, higher or lower. For this one, and you're going to get a point per correct answer you get in the chain. So all is to play for. So Tom, we're going to start with you. I'm going to give you the first person and how many red cards they got in their Premier League career.
Oh, I don't need to write this down, do I?
No. Yeah. So it's how many Premier League red cards they got in their career, and you're going to have to tell me if the next person was higher or lower.
Okay.
You carry on scoring points until you get one wrong, and then that's yours done, and we go over to Ash. With a maximum of 5 points on offer.
Lovely.
4 points, never mind. Anyway, so starting off, Lee Bowyer.
Okay.
Got 5 red cards in his Premier League
career. Mucky little goblin, wasn't he?
He was a mucky little goblin. One of those red cards was for getting in a fight with his own teammate, Kieran Dyer.
Kieran Dyer was, wasn't he? Yeah,
was on I'm a Celeb in Australia, which I'll be off to on Friday.
Friday.
Lee Bowyer, 5 red cards. So, Tom, Roy Keane, did he get more or less red cards?
That's got to be more. Got to be more than 5.
So you're going more?
Yeah.
It was more. Roy Keane got 7 red cards.
7,
so
okay.
So that's a point for Tom. He's on 3.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
7 red cards for Roy Keane. Did John Terry get more or less red cards than Roy Keane?
In his whole career?
In his Premier League career, yeah.
His Premier League career, yeah. I'm going to say less.
It was less. He got 6.
Oh
my God, this is
you sneaky little sausage, yeah.
6
okay.
red cards for John Terry. 6. Ryan Shawcross. Of Stoke.
Oh,
more
mucky.
Or less. He is mucky. He did that naughty thing to Aaron Ramsey's leg.
Yeah, he broke his leg, didn't he?
6 red cards.
Do you know what? I'm going to say more.
He's going to say more. It's less. It's 5 red cards.
Oh,
that is the end of Tommy T-Cake's chain.
That's the end of me. That's the end of me.
Okay.
How many did I get? 2.
You got 2, so you're on 4 points.
Four points
good effort,
overall.
To be fair.
You're on 3 points.
Yes. No, Ash, you're both on 2 points.
Oh, he's on 2. Oh, yeah. That's all right.
Right, Ash. Our mate JB, Joey Barton, got 6 red cards in his Premier League career. So, more or less red cards for Pablo Zabaleta. A careless fullback.
Ooh, careless whisper.
I don't know. This is so difficult because I know he's been booked 5 times already this season. I think he might be the most booked player in the league. He is. I'm sure he is.
Mm.
Oh, but I'm still going to say less.
It is less. It's 4.
Oh, fuck.
4 red cards. That's good. Okay. Francis Benali of Southampton fame. Has he got more or less red cards than Pablo Zabaleta?
I literally got no idea what Francis Benali's disciplinary record was like.
Don't you know? Fucking hell, mate. Get with it.
Then Zabaleta had 4. Benali, no idea. Less.
It was more. It was 5 red cards. He had 1 more red card.
Yeah.
Which means Tommy gets the point.
Do you know what is he famously ill-disciplined?
Yeah, Franny Benali was quite a
big time. Benali? Yeah. The guy they used to call him the bloody Benali one. Oh, he's a bit Benali, isn't he? That's what they used to say.
There was some good ones.
If you had a mad one, had a fight, I had a right Benali
if
last
you were to
night.
Guess, coming, if you were to guess out of them, one's coming up, sorry.
I'd say higher. I'd say higher.
How many would you say Robbie Savage got?
Compared to all the others.
What, 6?
6, yeah.
Mm.
1.
1?
One league. Wow. He only got 2 in his entire career. 1 was for Wales and 1 was in the Premier League. And Andy Cole got 6.
Did he?
Amazing.
Yeah, that was a shocker, wasn't it?
Didn't Savage get the same then?
Long old Premier League career, though.
Savage must have got the same then. Shearer only ever get 1, and it was like really dodgy.
Is that all he got? I mean, Shearer was a dirty, dirty boy.
Gary Lineker never got booked.
No, he didn't.
That's another little... How many career yellow and red cards did Gary Lineker
use? Everyone knows that. And it's plus, if you got like yellow cards for being an adulterer, he'd have got loads of them. But he never
or shitting yourself. Fucking hell, you get sent off for pissing yourself. What did he get for shitting himself?
He shit his pants on the pitch.
Yeah. Get 3 red cards. Fuck off, Gary.
Didn't get anything.
Good point. Very good point.
Shocker.
And just to let you know, Stimbleby, if you're listening, you need to come up with a quiz for when you're on me. So no pressure. Just suddenly thought that.
Are you making them do a quiz?
Yeah, of course. We've got to keep it going. Otherwise, by the end of the season, 38 game weeks, and the score's like fucking 5-all.
I'll try and. It can't be 5-all. It's 10-9 to Ash.
10-9.
Well, no, but one of the Patreon things is you get to make up a quiz.
Yes,
it's a double whammy, isn't it?
You get to make it up on
the spot.
I'll collaborate with them on Twitter and do a quiz with them and help them out.
There you go.
But yes, that's the quiz. It's 10-9 to Ash. Tom gets a point. He'll go home happy now.
Congratulations.
He's going to go home very happy.
Very happy.
But yeah, so coming up over the next few game weeks, you've got some Patreon exclusive. Stim is going to be on. Obviously, it's a hell of a Super Sunday. Tweet us your hashtag balls with your teams. If you've done them already, go for it. And you can tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info at thegaffertapes.com. Don't do things to each other's FPL teams. That's a no. I think we've all agreed that.
That is a no. That's like one of the main rules, guys.
That is wrong to do that. But that's it. Hopefully that's as good as the live show. Who knows?
Who knows? But yeah, Craig, enjoy. You said Spain. Where are you going?
Not Spain.
Yeah, the jungle. Enjoy the jungle in Australia, mate.
Yeah.
Who's going into the jungle this year? Do we know?
Firstly, I don't know. Secondly, I would lose my job if I even speculate.
I suppose. So I hopefully, ex-footballer, and you know, when he's on his way out,
yeah,
get a little, you know, Neil Ruddock or something. Get a little.
He's been in already, so it won't be.
Has he? Yeah, no, that's a shame. That's a shame. But yeah, enjoy, mate, and yeah, we'll fill your boots with some patron guest hosts in your absence.
I
and
look
we,
forward
you never
to
know, we might win another award because last time you came back, we had a bloody award.
That's
so.
True.
I look, forward to, another one.
I look forward to being a listener. I think one of you should do the goodbye to send me off.
Go on, Ash, you do it. You do the goodbye this week.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.